This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Mr. Trump's victory has caused both consternation and celebration abroad. Most European governments seem alarmed at the economic and political implications. The British government is a notable exception, though Brexit is the word you're looking for there. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that.
Most European leaders greeted the Trump victory without enthusiasm. Some of them face their own elections next year, and they're battling the same anti-elite, anti-globalization tidal wave that's just engulfed America. But it was different for UK Prime Minister Theresa May. She congratulated the president-elect warmly.
Yes, I look forward to working with President-elect Trump, and I look forward to building on the special relationship we have between our two countries.
And she means it. To the dismay of Brexit-supporting Brits, President Obama said the UK would be at the back of the queue when it came to any free trade deal with the US. Trump, on the other hand, has applauded Brexit, raising British hopes. Russ Shaw, a high-tech investor.
You know, Britain may not be at the back of the queue any longer in terms of a future trade deal. So I think the Prime Minister, you know, might be pleased to follow up with the President-elect and see if we can get a new US-UK trade deal in place.
Which would be a terrific boost for Britain as it leaves the EU. But British hopes could be dashed if President Trump fully lives up to his protectionist rhetoric. Indeed, that would damage the whole global economy, says Swati Dhingra of the London School of Economics.
What we are going to see is potentially some reduction in global GDP as trade volumes decline, and therefore as it becomes harder to do business across borders.
All this is speculation. Just as with Brexit, no one yet knows what a Trump presidency will mean. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.